Well, this week we learned the names and are slowly and excruciatingly learning about the lives of the 58 people murdered in Las Vegas. One of them was Stacey Echebert, a stylist and mom from Novato, California. Dana Cronin from member station KQED attended a vigil for her.
Let's pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Those who knew Stacey describe her with one adjective, fiery.
If Stacey was here tonight, we would hear her say, "Hey, Toots, I got you. Hold on." And whoop, whoop.
San Ramon Elementary School Principal Amanda Langford says Stacey loved her sports. The 50-year-old was usually the loudest in the bleachers, her two-finger whistle a familiar sound to the crowd. The wife of a San Francisco police officer and mother of two, she made a mean vegetarian chili. She was tough and loved fiercely, her family and friends say.
We're all here together and in the presence of Stacey's family, and I want us all to simply tell them and one another that we choose love and that we're here with them. So will you do that with me on three? Will you say, "We choose love and we are here with you"?
We choose love and we are here with you.
The smell of burning candles filled the air as Pastor Joe Everly spoke at the elementary school where the vigil took place. The memorial drew hundreds. Stacey's brother-in-law, Al Echebert, says the vigil's turnout was a testament to the community Stacey fostered.
On my way here, you can see people walking out of their homes and walking to this event here. And it's just amazing. And if anything, you know, it's hopefully going to bring the community closer together.
Underneath a flag at half-staff, the Novato community exchanged long hugs and wiped tears from each other's cheeks. For Here and Now, I'm Dana Cronin in Novato.